Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Foodstuffs, I'm Tim Convey, your host for Foodstuffs. We're on Instagram Live right now, at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on there. You can also take a look at Sue Thomas, who was filling in for Lance on the traffic today. People were commenting on her voice, so we posted a picture. You can see what she looks like, at Courtney & Co. Y98 on Instagram. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt & Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt & Smoke. New location just opened last week in St. Charles on Main Street, so check that out.
Foodstuffs.
Fun foodstuffs up at Y98. First of all, Steph Curry, one of the best players in the NBA, takes his popcorn very, very seriously. And he ranked all the popcorn at every arena that he plays in the NBA.
I love it. It's kind of like when Lorde did donut. No, onion rings. She had a secret onion ring Instagram account.
People didn't know it was her. Well, Steph's very public about this. He rates it on five different factors: freshness, saltiness, crunchiness, butter, and presentation. And he keeps it real. Even his own arena came in ninth place in the middle of the pack. Huh? You can check that out at Y98. He takes it very, very seriously. He says it sets his mood.
What's number one?
Dallas. The Dallas Mavericks arena.
Wow. Not his own.
Yeah. The worst is Staples Center in LA.
Really?
That was interesting, yeah.
Foodstuffs.
Want to give you we'll talk more about National Pretzel Day on Friday, but Gus's Pretzels on Arsenal, 99 years old.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, really?
I think on National Pretzel Day.
Oh.
This year.
I don't think National Pretzel Day was a thing 99 years ago.
Well, maybe that's why it's National Pretzel Day, because they're like, Gus's in St. Louis started.
Really?
No, I'm assuming this year is 99 years, and they're celebrating it on National Pretzel Day. So free pretzels at Gus's on Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. They'll also have Fitz's Root Beer and doing kind of a big celebration.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Make plans Friday. Maybe we should go out there.
I can't turn Gus's pretzel away if there are pretzels here.
I can't either.
They're one, especially the rods.
We should go after the show Friday.
Foodstuffs!
Yeah, who's with me?
That'll be great.
Oh, sorry, Jen. Sorry.
I know. Whenever I see Gus's pretzels in here, because sometimes, like, for the home opener, they'll get the STL. Yes. I cry a little bit.
I know.
Because I love them
a soft pretzel.
I love them so much.
They do a good job.
Sorry.
We kind of hinted at this earlier, but it turns out it's definitely happening, even though we don't have a date. McDonald's this summer adding some of their most popular international items to their U.S. menu.
Ooh.
So from Spain, the Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger. It's a burger with creamy bacon sauce. Bacon sauce? I don't know.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Struble McFlurries from the Netherlands. It's a McFlurry with caramel waffle cookies blended.
Ooh.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Cheesy bacon fries from Australia.
Mm.
Good day, mate.
That was terrible.
Good day, mate.
I could come up with it.
Rise up lights.
And the tomato mozzarella chicken sandwich from Canada. So all that McDonald's this summer. What sounds the best?
I like that McFlurry.
No McSushi?
No McSushi or McPizza.
I know.
Foodstuffs.
That McFlurry sounds good. The Netherlands McFlurry. Yeah.
This is pretty interesting, and it makes sense. A new study out of Ohio State University analyzed
what
The Ohio State. I don't care for it. Sorry, boss. They analyzed whether the weather outside had any effect on restaurant reviews, and they found that it's crazy. When it's raining, the odds of someone leaving a negative review, 290% higher.
Whoa! I would shut the doors.
Yeah, right? What do you do?
I mean,
how
man,
do you fight that?
Because you're crabby. Because the whole rain thing and darkness brings you down.
You just need to say, hey, staff, it's raining. Step it up today.
Step it up
Be
today.
Be extra friendly so we don't get a bad Yelp review.
That's a real bummer.
That's also some of these Yelp reviews tick me off.
Businesses having to deal with them.
Yep.
There's a place I go, and I'm not even going to get into it because it's not a restaurant. But somebody gave a terrible Yelp review, and it has nothing to do with the actual business itself.
And that just hurts the business.
Yes. Yep. It's like, I had trouble finding a parking spot. That's, again, not their fault.
Right.
You don't give them a one star.
I went in, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. When I came out, it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
One star. Why does the rain make us hate restaurants? The researchers say it's because rain puts us in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And the staff of the restaurant is in a bad... Oh, that makes sense.
Really? Really? The rain puts us in a bad mood? Thanks, Ohio State University, for that stellar gem.
But the staff is in a bad mood.
The Ohio State
And then they're maybe not treating you as well, and you're like, oh, these people aren't friendly, but it's raining. No one cares?
Mm-mm.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying, like, the amount of time and effort that went into rain puts us in a bad mood.
Yeah.
No, but you don't...
The Yelp review thing is fascinating, yeah, that it goes up 290%. That's crazy.
But rain making us cranky, yeah, I get it. Okay, I had the Impossible Whopper, you know, not long ago. We talked about that.
The meatless Whopper?
The meatless...
The plant-based Whopper.
That's right, it was delicious. Food Beast just posted a list of the best meatless fast food options you can get. White Castle also has an Impossible Slider.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not as good as the Burger King one. Taco Bell's 7-layer burrito.
Oh, yeah.
I would think one of those layers would have some meat.
Does it? I know. Same thing. I came across
it. If I saw 7 layers, right, I would never think it was all veggie.
No, because 7-layer dip is always...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like lots of cheese,
yeah,
sour cream, guacamole, salsa.
Refried beans.
Refried beans. We need two more. Lettuce. Tomatoes. Done.
Yay! Good job. Anyway.
Now I want a 7-layer burrito.
I know.
Five Guys Grilled Cheese, Wendy's Cheese Baked Potato, a lot of other stuff. All up at Y98.com. This has been Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
The music you hear on Y98.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.